When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Picture it, Los Angeles, 2022.
Welcome to Out on the Lanai, the only Golden Girls podcast you're ever going to need to listen to. I am H. Allen Scott / Sadie Pines.
And I'm Carrie Doherty.
There was a pause there. And this is a podcast where we used to watch an episode of The Golden Girls and then talk about it, but we ran out of episodes. And then we broke down all 24 episodes of the spinoff, The Golden Palace, but we ran out of those episodes too. So now we do whatever, everyone together, whatever the hell we
want. That's right. And today, you know, we figured since it's the holiday week, you know, we just figured that today we would talk a little bit about like Golden Girls and Thanksgiving and what we're thankful for. And, you know, because H. Allen and I work really hard and we're like, you know what, let's just kind of take it, do an easy episode today.
Let's take a break. I mean, we're still going to give them something because I have a feeling a lot of these people will be listening. If you're listening the day this episode comes out, you may be traveling to your family while you're listening to this. So please travel safe if you're driving or flying or do people take boats? Probably. I don't know. Like doing the other
trains, buses,
any mode of transportation you're taking to get to the people you love this
donkey.
Year.
Like when Blanche went over to Sicily, as did Sophia.
Please be safe. And maybe we can entertain you for the next like 20 minutes with a couple of ideas about what we do for Thanksgiving, but also what episodes of The Golden Girls we watch over our Thanksgiving. We'll get to that, but we should do some Thanksgiving catch up stuff first. Don't you think, Carrie?
Yes, absolutely.
But we probably should acknowledge first, because we're recording this episode on Monday, November 21st, and on Sunday morning, November 20th, there was a horrible shooting at a bar in Colorado Springs, a gay bar, or queer bar, I should say. And it is 5 people died, and, you know, 18, I think at the last reporting, 18 people were injured, I don't know. But it's sad, and it's something that affects us in the Golden Girls community because, you know, this is not a political podcast. I've always said that. We're not political at all. This is where you can go to kind of escape, and Golden Girls has always been an escape for me to get rid of sort of, or to kind of escape sometimes a world in which that didn't necessarily like me for who I am, for who I love or what I do or what I wear or how I talk or all of the things. And the Golden Girls was always sort of a space to have that. And I can't do this. You take that, Carrie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was hard, definitely hard news to wake up and hear. And, you know, it sucks that it's 2022 and this is something that we're still having to deal with. And, you know, these, especially nightclubs and with Pulse and everything, like these are the places where people should be able to go and feel safe and feel welcome. And
they're safe spaces.
You know, so it's
there are spaces in which we go to, I didn't realize I'd get this emotional. I've been emotional all day, but I didn't realize I wouldn't be able to keep it together. But these are spaces that we go to, they're safe spaces, and they're spaces that I work in regularly. And my entire career outside of podcasting and writing has been in bars, working in bars and performing in bars, either stand up or drag. And so it's a space. I mean, a gay bar is where I found myself and I found my comedy and I found who I was and I found a community. And sure, I didn't come from a family that disowned me or anything. My family very much loved me, but I still needed that outlet to be around people that I responded to and related to. And so, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, it's hard in any situation, a shooting in general, a situation like this is hard in any situation, but I will speak to, for me as a person in the Golden Girls community, a queer member of the Golden Girls community, this one, hits really hard because it's an attack on a space that mm-hmm. I hold very sort of dear. And so I wanted to acknowledge it at the beginning of this episode mm-hmm. because I feel like it's important that we talk about this. And it's important too for allies of queer people to come out as allies and for queer people to come out and feel safe to come out if you are in a situation where that is safe for you to come out and be present and to not let something like this stop you or scare you into not being who you should be or maybe being supportive of the people you want to be supportive of. Don't let that scare you. Go to the gay bar, go to the drag show. I have one coming up in December. It's going to be fantastic. It's a holiday show. Go support these places because any place, I mean, I've always said this, that if you're a woman, if you're a queer person, if you're a person of color, if you're marginalized in any capacity, even though it is not your choice, you are living your life as a political statement because other people make your life political. And mm-hmm. so just by being you, you're making a political statement by just coming out and being who you are authentically. And I think that's enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautifully put. And, you know, whatever you're feeling, feel your feels, do whatever you have to do to practice self-care and to take care of yourself and to reach out to your friends and talk to them and tell them you love them. And, you know, it really is. It's just so heartbreaking. And it saddens me so deeply that we're still living in a world where things like this happen. And, you know,
so yeah. And if you do want to get more involved, or if you do feel like you need to talk with someone, or if you do feel like you're processing this news and it's hitting you particularly hard, you can go to thetrevorproject.org and they have great resources. There's also a phone number you can call there. They have great resources, but go to the website. They have a lot of resources for how to process something like this. And also if you're just in need of help or someone to talk to and you're a queer person or a friend of a queer person or know a queer person and you want to talk with someone, they're a great place to call too. So the trevorproject.org is a great organization.
Great. Thank you for plugging that.
Let's get to Thanksgiving though, because I love Thanksgiving. Oh my God, I love Thanksgiving so much. Do you love Thanksgiving?
Yes, I love Thanksgiving. It is, I mean, so my birthday is early November, and I feel like after my birthday, like through the end of the year, is my favorite time of year because of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Mm. I hate that currently in Los Angeles, where I know a lot of our listeners live, I think on Thanksgiving, it's going to be like 79 degrees, and that's just on the west side. So if you're in the valley, it's going to be beyond 80 degrees, and it's, man, do I just wish for a 60 degree rainy day on Thanksgiving.
I know we had that one year, a couple of years ago, because I remember maybe it was 2019, because I remember Michael and I have sort of a tradition. If we don't have, like, if we're not going to a dinner or if we're not doing a thing on Thanksgiving, we always will go to Disneyland on Thanksgiving because they have a great Thanksgiving mm-hmm. thing. And there was one year on Thanksgiving Day when it was freezing and raining and like so overcast, and I loved it and he hated it.
It's my favorite kind of weather. And anytime we get it here in LA, I treasure it. I make soup. I light candles. Yeah. Like I wear my big chunky sweaters. It's fun. Yeah. So what are your favorite, what are you doing this Thanksgiving? Are you staying home? Are you going to Disney this year?
Yeah, staying home. We're going to Disney, but I am making some pies and some of the dishes that I love. I don't really care about turkey, to be honest. But I do enjoy a pumpkin pie. I enjoy an apple pie. I enjoy mashed potatoes. I enjoy candied yams, but I'm not going to make them because I know I'd be the only one that eats them. And I don't want to have that impulse happening in my life. But yeah, I love most Thanksgiving food. And I love cooking, as you know from the last mm-hmm. episode when I was baking while we were recording, which was...
I loved that.
Yeah, turned out great. They turned out great. But yeah, no, I do love Thanksgiving food. What's your go-to Thanksgiving food?
So yeah, I feel like I sort of make a lot of the foods that I was growing up with. So this year it's just going to be me, Stan, and Stan's brother and little Oreo. And I went to the grocery store. Now Stan's a vegetarian. And as we know, little Oreo is a toddler. She doesn't eat a lot of food. I went to the grocery store and I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a turkey for just me and Stan's brother.
Yeah.
And I Googled, what's the best size turkey for two people? And they said, Google told me about 5 to 8 pounds. So I went to the grocery store at 7 o'clock this morning.
Ow.
And the smallest turkey, well, I'm up early with Oreo. Yeah. The smallest turkey I could find was 10 and a half pounds. So we have
leftovers.
A pretty good size. I mean, I'm going to make a turkey soup the next day and yes, we'll have leftovers. Yeah. So I always do, I'm going to do a turkey. I do a brine. That's something we never did growing up, but I like the day before I put it in a giant, like soup pot, a huge one and fill it with like water and a ton of kosher salt. And then like aromatics, I put in like sage, rosemary, thyme, all the ones that, you know, Simon and Garfunkel sing about. Yeah. And then you just leave it in there and then you take it out, you pat it dry, put some butter on the outside, tent it over the breast, put it in the oven. So I make the turkey. I make mashed potatoes. I make stuffing, but I don't make homemade stuffing.
There's no point.
People I know.
On homemade I stuffing. Mean, I think it's just ridiculous.
There is no shame in. I love homemade stuffing. Homemade stuffing is amazing. I just go, how much time do I want to spend cooking?
You
know,
have you ever done? And this is a question because I mean, stuffing is essentially a bread pudding. If you think about it, if you make it on, I mean, if you don't do it the traditional method, and there is a whole litany of recipes for savory bread pudding that's essentially just stuffing recipes. So good. So good. Oh my God.
Here's what I do though. I saute onion and celery and at least put that in like the box stuffing mix.
Okay.
So it feels a little bit more homemade.
Yeah. Ina Garten just did a whole video on using store-bought stuffing and then sprucing it up so it doesn't taste like store-bought stuffing. I mean, if Ina's telling you to do it, I'm like Oprah. If they tell me to do things, I do them.
Yes. So I'm making that. I'm just doing like mashed potatoes, like mashed butternut squash. And then, and I do like dinner rolls. And then we're making a pumpkin pie and an apple crumble. But here's...
Apple crumble. I love
an apple crumble with vanilla ice cream.
Not a traditional topping, like a streusel type topping.
I mean, it's a crumble. It's like
cinnamon.
And it's crumbly because I'm trying to think what it is. It's like flour. It's flour and butter and sugar.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Michael does not love that, so I have to do crust.
You have to do crusts pies. Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like you and I talked about this on the last episode of the podcast. We were talking about pies.
Were we?
We've been talking about we were because Murder She Wrote. They had the pie.
I always forget about what we thought.
So, I do have to admit, you know how like, and I'm sure there are listeners that can relate to this, but how like growing up, you have like that one like rail side dish, right? It's either the sweet potatoes with like the marshmallows on top, the thing that like you did as a child like in the 70s and 80s, but nowadays like people wouldn't make it unless it was from their childhood. So there is a casserole that is so rail and so trashy. I love it so much. My family makes it every year. So I say it's broccoli rice cheese casserole and you're like, oh okay, that doesn't sound so whatever, but here's the rub. You buy, it's chopped frozen broccoli, like those bricks.
Yeah.
It's minute rice.
Oh.
And it's Cheese Whiz.
What?
And then like a can of like cream of celery, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the topping is, you know, it's breadcrumbs and butter on the top. And
every single one of the listeners is just like me when all of that sounded for the most part normal, but then you said Cheese Whiz.
Uh-huh.
What is the cheese? How is the, just the cheese? I don't even think Cheese Whiz actually melts.
Oh, it does.
It does.
It bubbles.
Okay.
So, but here's the thing. I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I think this also happened 2 years ago when I made Thanksgiving dinner. And my grocery store, which is like, it's a chain grocery store. It's nothing fancy.
Yeah.
They do not carry Cheese Whiz because they're above it. That's what I mean, because it's Cheese Whiz. Yeah. So now I'm so bummed because like the taste of it, and you know, like there are meals from your childhood that you eat that taste like home.
For me, it's like cheese-filled hot dogs. Like I would never eat cheese-filled hot dogs.
Oh my God.
If you're gonna get a Cheese Whiz, you're not going to find that at a grocery store anymore. You got to go to like a 7-Eleven.
I know. And I'm like, I'm walking up and down the aisles and I'm seeing like the queso dip and I'm like, nope. And they just don't have it.
That would make it really good and make it spice it up a little bit, a queso dip.
No, but then it doesn't taste the same. It's got to be exactly. I even bought Minute Rice because I'm like, it has to be Minute Rice because it's real. So now I'm so bummed because it really is such a taste of my childhood. But because they didn't have Cheese Whiz, I'm just now making like a quinoa, like fresh broccoli, shredded cheddar, homemade breadcrumbs.
Oh, that's so LA. That is so LA. I'm going to find you Cheese Whiz, I think. I'm going to be able, because I find these things. There was one time where Dolly Parton put out a box cake, you know, thing. Like she branded some box cake.
Oh, I didn't know about
and
that.
I couldn't find them anywhere in Los Angeles. But guess what? I did find them. I did. I was struggling for a long time, but eventually I did. So I feel like I am someone who can just find things like that. That's the one example of me that I'm telling myself that I can do that. So I'll find you Cheese Whiz.
If you find me Cheese Whiz, I will make you that casserole and I'll bring it over.
I'll eat it. I just, the Cheese Whiz part definitely confuses me. I love Cheese Whiz on a cracker. I've always found that, I mean, Cheese Whiz was always kind
now
of-
Now remember, it's not canned cheese that squeezes out like, it's a jar of Cheese Whiz. It's a jar.
I didn't even know it came in a jar. What's the difference between the can and the jar then?
I don't know. It's a jar. Google jar of Cheese Whiz.
I will. I feel like our listeners are definitely like, okay, get to the Golden Girls now, guys.
Anyway, so those are the things that I'm making for Thanksgiving.
Wow. Well, I love this. And you guys, what do you do on Thanksgiving? Let us know. We'll be on social media all this week. So like, let us know what you're doing, what episodes you're watching. Maybe tag us in the episode you're watching or episode.
Yes.
What episode are you putting on that's going to piss off someone in your family? That would be a fun one. I like that because that's something that I would do.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. All right. Let's take a quick break and then let's talk about Golden Girls episodes everybody should be watching this Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay, these are our episodes, guys. These are the episodes that we would watch if we had to, like, I don't know, what we love to watch over Thanksgiving, over the holidays, you know what I mean? Not necessarily Christmas-themed ones. And the Golden Girls didn't really ever do a Thanksgiving one, right?
So I would say, like,
there's one that's kind of like it.
I think, okay, so for the best episodes maybe to watch while you're cooking Thanksgiving dinner, you should watch the Clip Show episode with Gonna Roast a Chicken. Because like, and again, I know it's a Clip Show episode, but that whole scene of them just stuffing raw chickens into an oven and just all cooking together in the kitchen. It's just like, that is what Thanksgiving is. It's a bunch of people bustling around the kitchen.
Gonna roast a chicken.
Like my mama taught me. Oh, Down to Mississippi. Still one of the greatest deliveries of song ever on that show.
So good.
I think you could also watch Henny Penny, you know, because Turkey Lurkey, Turkey Thanksgiving, right? Yeah. We all love it. And also, I don't know, we always did a fall play at school. So, you know, the theater always comes alive in the fall. Can you think of any other episodes that people should watch while they're cooking?
I love that your basis for theater comes alive in the fall is the high school play that happens.
Yes. Fall. Yes.
Doesn't it also come to life in the spring too?
Yes. The spring musical. Yes. The fall play is a little depressing. Usually it's like Our Town, but then the spring musical comes to life with Anything Goes. We were on a boat.
We were just watching, cause we love watching, this is so horrible, like fail videos. And we were watching theater fail videos, like theater school, theater kids fail videos. And There are so many of kids just like falling off the stage or like mm-hmm. props. Just, I had one, this is totally off topic, but I had one when I was in the fall, the spring, you know, Theater Comes Alive in the fall moment when I did Diary of Anne Frank in school.
She's in the attic. She's in the attic.
No, I did not do that. But I played the father of Otto von, I forget his name now, but I played the other guy, not the main father, but the other guy that was in there with them. And I was supposed to have a cigarette, right? And I had to, like, for Hanukkah, Anne gave me a cigarette. And they never told me how to smoke a cigarette before. And I didn't know that. And so I literally, when they were going to light the cigarette, I just held it out. I didn't put it to my mouth. I just held it out for someone to, like, light, not realizing you have to inhale a cigarette in order to, like, get it going. And the entire audience laughed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I turned the Diary of Anne Frank into a comedy, which is like,
you do not want that to be your legacy.
Only I could do that. No. So when I often, my mother, when I'm home for Thanksgiving, there is no allowing myself in the kitchen. There's no one in the kitchen that is allowed, really, except for my mother. She is the one who cooks everything, even though we want to help. She does not let us help. So that means we're off in another room doing our own thing. And in this situation, I tend to not go for like episodes of the Golden Girls that are like fun to do while I'm doing a thing, but I more so go for like the classics. You know what I mean? Like, I want the best of. I want Ladies of the Evening. I want Old Friends. I want The Case of Libertine Belle. Like, I want the ones that are gonna, like, I'm guaranteed a laugh. I'm guaranteed hours of distractions while my mom is like cursing in the kitchen and yelling at people and telling them to get out. Like, I want the full, like, I want Witness. I want Family Affair. I want Letter to Gorbachev. Like,
these are big swing episodes. Yes. I love it.
These are the ones, you know, these are the ones. But those are the ones I tend to go for, is the ones that, like, I don't know, they make me feel the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I think those are all great choices. I was also thinking about, like, okay, you're in a situation where you're going to be seeing relatives on Thanksgiving who you're kind of like, about, right? And what episodes should you watch to feel better about your situation? I think you watch the one where Blanche's sister wants her kidney.
Yeah.
Cause, like,
yeah,
come on. Yeah. I think you watch the one where, Dorothy brings Aunt Angela, to Sophia as a surprise for her birthday.
Yeah.
Because at the least it's going to give you some really great insults to sling at your family members if they're bothering you.
That's true.
Like, may you put your dentures in upside down and chew your head off. That's one is specifically for someone with dentures.
I dare someone at Thanksgiving this year to say that exact line.
Yes.
Please someone do that and record it secretly, please.
Yes. A couple more things that you could say. May your legs grow old and gnarled and withered like an olive branch. May your moles grow hair thicker than Jerry Vale's. And then the worst one, especially if you're from an Italian family.
Yeah.
May your marinara sauce never cling to your pasta. I love it. It's so, like, Sophia bites her fist because what Angela has just said is the lowest blow that she could have ever dealt.
I have a question for you. And this is something that I'm noticing as I get older, that especially when I come around, like, family, especially younger members of my family, and I'm springing this on you, so you might not have an answer, but what episode would, let's say you're at home and you have a teenager who's like, oh yeah, you like the Golden Girls. I've heard of it. What episode should I watch? Like, what episode do you suggest to a teenager just discovering the Golden Girls?
Wow, that's a great question.
Because I get that a lot from people. I mean, I'm around a lot of young people often. That sounds creepy, but it's because of drag and stuff. Like, I'm around a lot of, like, early 20s kids. You know what I mean? People who are very young compared to me. And whenever they see my Golden Girls tattoo, they're always like, oh yeah, the Golden Girls. I've never watched it. What should I watch? And I get it a lot. I'll tell you mine. I'll tell you the one that I often tell people to watch first. I usually say Ladies of the Evening. I think it is a perfect episode to sort of really encapsulate, like, what the Golden Girls represents, which is, like, high comedy, antics, like, crazy things happening. Like, I just think, and it defines the women so well too. I feel like every woman's story on Ladies of the Evening is, like, perfectly defines who they are. And it sort of helps you get an idea of sort of, like, where the show can go from there.
Yeah, that actually, I think that might be the best episode because, yeah, like, weirdly, my brain
a little
just
romance too.
A little romance. Oh, for laughs, of course. A little romance. Forgive me, father. Like, for the laughs, yes. I was thinking, like, it was weird because when you said teenagers, I was like, oh, well, the episode where the two teen girls try to like pull a fast one over on Blanche and Rose, because there are teenagers in it. I was like, oh, yeah, the one with Mario. But yeah, I feel like Ladies of
probably
the
your
Evening,
favorite too. Ladies, the Case of the Libertine Belle.
Case of the Libertine Belle. But that one is like,
it's older. It's like older in the, you know, it's like in the last season. But I feel like it actually is kind of a perfect example of those four women.
Oh, I mean, their dynamics are on point in that episode, definitely. I weirdly also feel like the one where all the women are posing for Laszlo, the artist.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love a good like love triangle episode. That one also just feels classic because it's about like the women and, you know, men that they want. And and because men and sex was like such a big part of the show. But yeah, that's a really great question because it's so funny. I mentor this team, but we're also friends because I've been mentoring them now for, like over 3 years, but I mentor this teen and we've talked about the Golden Girls, but I realize I've never asked them like what episode or which episode do you respond to? So I should ask them next
time. You
should. Next time I talk to them. Yeah, that's, I will.
Now, and then the other thing that I think we both can agree on, I firmly believe this, there's always those family members that you have that you come in contact with or people you come in contact with around Thanksgiving every single year that you're just like, shut up. Like, just shut up, like, go away, please go to sleep or something. And what I suggest you do, if you need a family member to go to sleep or to be thoroughly confused, show them the Empty Nest episode. Now, it's not gonna make them love the Golden Girls, but I don't know if we want those kind of people in our community anyway. And let them just watch that, go to sleep, and perhaps wake up in a shock when Rita Moreno says, don't die. At the end, like, yeah, maybe I think that is probably the best recipe how to handle those difficult people on Thanksgiving.
Give them an extra helping of turkey for the tryptophan that makes you tired, you know, and really, that's really good. That's really good. Yes. Put on the Empty Nest episode and just say, hey, here's a classic episode of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, really set it up.
So confused.
Really set it up. So that being like, this is the one that won all the Emmys. Just lie through your teeth. Like, just say it all. And then they'll be like, why is Rita Moreno on? Okay. And just let him go to sleep. Just let him go to sleep. I think that's a great.
Yeah. That's really, really great. Oh, boy. I'm thinking about, I'm like, what Golden Girls episode do I want to watch when I go to bed tonight? These are the things I think about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of it. We just wanted to come on here and tell you guys sort of what we would do with Golden Girls episodes on Thanksgiving, but more so we just wanted to, and this is, I think, our collective golden takeaway, we wanted to thank you for being a friend, and we're thankful for you, and we're thankful to be doing this, and in light of recent events, I think, you know, our thanks is even greater, and for this community, and having a community where all of us can just sort of be ourselves, and have fun and watch the Golden Girls and talk about the Golden Girls and be happy so often. You know how great it is and how rare it is to find something that you can be happy in like all the time? That's incredible.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. It's pretty incredible. I too am thankful for our audience and just the Golden Girls fan community. And HLN, I'm so thankful for you and our friendship that we've had now going on 77 years.
I know, it's insane, right? And we don't look a day over 22.
We don't look a day over 13. Everybody, that has been Out in the Lanai for this week. We love you all so, so much. And please catch us back here next week for more Golden Girls greatness.
And you guys, you can follow us on Hoo Ha Ha because we are part of the Hoo Ha Ha Network. Go and support them and all the great podcasts they do. And you can follow us on the social webs at Golden Girls Pod on Twitter or Out on the Lanai. I didn't say that correctly at all. Out on the Lanai Official on Instagram, Golden Girls Pod on Facebook. And I am H. Allen Scott / Sadie Pines on everything.
And I'm Squidzy on Instagram and Squiddy Squid on Twitter for however long it continues to exist. Yeah. And please rate and review wherever you get the podcast, because the more ratings we have, the more the show will get bumped up, the more people will discover it and join our lovely kick-ass community of Golden Girls fans.
Oh, I love it. And guys, remember, as always,
stay golden. Stay golden.
And be safe. Have fun.
The biggest gift would be for me and the car.